Hey, good morning. Just trying to see if I think Kurt might be joining. Okay, cool. Hope everyone's having a good morning so far. It's really hot here in Pittsburgh already. So feels like summer finally started. Okay. Just well, Giannis is here. I thought we should talk about ILL Dev 109. But also, Giannis, I don't know if any of these are things that we can QA for you, or if they're like pending somebody else to look at these for you. But let's start with the pull slip situation. I know that, yeah, both you and Kurt have looked at this, and I'm just wondering, what can we do, or what's the status?
So yeah, I am still trying to figure out what's going on. It's using this Okapi client that is part of the kInt stack to talk to Okapi, which seems to work everywhere else just fine. But for here, for whatever reason, it's giving us a bad request whenever we try to talk to the ILL broker. I thought what I would try to do was just like re-implement some of the functionality of the Okapi client so that we could just have our own local code, and that way I could put more fine-grain look and see what's going on. But it doesn't seem to be working. There seems to be some Spring Grails magic that the client is working that I don't quite comprehend yet, that I can't easily replicate. And for whatever reason, like it re relies on pulling down a request object, like a HTTP request object associated with the thread. But when it actually runs, so and it works when I run it locally, but when I run it in the actual dev environment, it can't find this request object, which it needs to find the token and the Okapi URL. So obviously, it's just not working. So my other thought was that we should try to see if we can put some kind of logging into the Crosslink broker. Giannis was saying that it might be happening at too early a stage for us to even catch it in the logs, which is odd. I mean, previously we were getting a bad request exception, which would imply to me that we're getting like a some kind of format error from the from the broker. But is that still just impossible to catch in anywhere in any kind of meaningful log to see what's happening, or why it's saying that we're getting the 400? It's not really saying what's wrong with the request, so that's the problem.
I tried to look into that, and I have like this ill mock locally I can debug, and but it's throwing this error in such an like I don't have a code, and in Go it's not like in Java that you can add some debug level for logs and it will log something. It's not working like that, so I really need to like intercept somewhere it to add some log message. At least that's how I understand how it works in Go, and I can't find the place where to intercept it. Like it's already an error, not even getting to any code
Are
which we have.
you guys able to do this locally, or does it only happen on the dev
It's
environment?
only I can well so the issue is that when I run locally, it's just running through the integration test, and when you do that, it's not even running against an Okapi instance, so it is going to come into play here. So I can't really replicate what we're seeing without having a local Okapi running, and at this point, we don't really have a good repeatable way to set that up. There's Jason's work he did with the
the kind of local Kubernetes thing, but I don't think that's up to date with the current build, so I'm not sure if that would work or not. But yeah, that's another thing that kind of slows down the testing of this, is that I really cannot test it locally. I have to push it up to dev and then see what's going on there.
So anyone just watched like your copy of your auth token logs during this lately?
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand what you mean.
I'm just thinking about trying to figure out if there's some kind of, if it's giving a 400, maybe there's some kind of, error and whatever. It's something I can try to see if there's anything I can find.
Yeah, well, so and the, I guess the weird, so the weird thing is that again, this, so this copy client that's being used is, it's being, it happens in a number of other places, with, in the code, and it seems to work there. It's just for whatever reason that this one request that it makes against the broker is coming back as a bad request, but I don't have any more information than that, just a bad request.
Okay. I'm trying to remember how to replicate this. I think I can. I think
Do
I have
you
instructions.
want me to place some requests or something and we can see or like.
That'd be great. Hold on, let me just
Well,
start.
actually, well, before you, I mean, I think before we do that, I would want to roll it back to the previous code because the changes that I made clearly didn't help anything. So I think I just want to roll that back, and then redeploy it. And then if there's any way after that to try to capture the request that it's sending, then I think that would be worth doing. So if you get, like, after the call, you give me like 15 minutes to revert the code to the previous one, and then if we can coordinate some way to try to capture the request that's being sent to to the broker, that might be helpful.
Yeah, like the Go is really strict about the URL format. So here we have this search SQL query parameter, which have a space, or maybe have another URL not supported character there. So that's why I added that URL encoder and code, so that like.
Yeah, that should have done. I would think that should have fixed the issue. But
Yeah, like I locally I had a similar problem when I tried to call that endpoint from the Go, and yeah, I didn't escape these not allowed characters, and then I had this, but yeah, the fix was just adding this URL encoder, and then it works. But yeah, with this all copy client, not sure what else it's adding there.
So we should keep Giannis's change
yeah, keep Giannis's
in place.
change. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, let me just roll back
Actually,
to the last semi-working thing that we had. We're actually sending the request there, just coming back as a bad request. So let me roll that back. We'll send it out. If we can capture the request that's being sent, then maybe that can give us some insight as to why the Go thing is rejecting it.
but like, can we add some kind of logging? What is the how the request looks like when we trigger like we're
Well, I
doing
mean,
it?
there's no way to add the logging there because it's handled by that this by the Okapi client, which is like an external KN library, so I can't like add logging inside of that.
But I think it is using at the end the HTTP builder.
Yeah, it does,
So
but it doesn't expose the builder to, does it? I don't think it exposes the, well, I
maybe there are like this HTTP builder, it's not there. It is, I think, it's groovy.net. Maybe.
mean, because I think the way the client works is that it transforms the builder object into a JSON object before it returns it or something like that. So I don't know that we actually get access to the internals of the call. I could be wrong, I can go back and look at that, but I think that it's abstracting that away from us.
I will look maybe into that also, that maybe we can like similar as in Java, when you want that some library logs everything, you add log configuration to the debug level or something like that for that library, and then it logs everything. Maybe we can do something similar here so that we log outgoing request. And then we could see like query parameters and yeah, see what's wrong there.
I might be able to set, let's see, how about logging level com kint o copy to debug? Wouldn't that be helpful?
I think if we can change that, or actually, I think even it might have some trace messages if you can bring down a trace.
Let's start, let me start and see. I think what I should do is, you're gonna roll back to the last known working thing. Then we'll put a request in and see what I'll see what the log looks like, and then I'll add this and try it again and see if I get more. Let's do
Okay.
it. But I think I might have some ability to turn up the logging level on that class, that kint o copy. I think I can do something like I'll just put it in Zoom chat a sec. I think I can set something like this in the environment variables.
All right, that's worth trying.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll try that. I have a 10 o'clock meeting, but should be able to help with testing. Just shoot me a message when if you want me to place any requests in Melbourne
I
and
can,
Sydney.
yeah. I mean, I can place the request. I mean, I've been able. I can place the request to trigger the code, no problem. So,
Okay.
I can handle that as long as there's a way that we can see if we can capture the traffic for that.
Okay, cool. All right, anything else on this one, Giannis and Kurt, that you want to talk about?
No, I'm actually starting the rollback right now, so I wanna if we can, I'm gonna,
Okay.
So I want to move forward as
It
best we can
would
with this.
perfect, perfect. Thank you. Ian, you're out tomorrow, right? Yeah. I'm hoping, like, if there's any possible chance of getting this into their Trove test environment, I mean, fingers crossed we can see something in the logs and adjust, but hopefully maybe we might be able to upgrade their test tenants. but we'll see where we get after this. Okay, so Jason's not here. Oops, sorry, let me go back up to Ian. Ian, how are things going? And I also wanted to ask you about the three new tenants that they are hoping to roll out. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at that at all.
Oh, no, I haven't done that, but I could do that today.
Okay, cool. I know you've been kind of shifted over to the Missouri V-Find stuff, so I don't know if you have any other things that you want to discuss while we're all together.
No, not in particular. I guess I'm just trying to help with this pull slip thing, but other than that, that's my main thing. Well, and I'll add those three tenants today.
Okay, cool. I wanted to ask real quick, Sarah was asking me about MetaDB Resyncs and like how that impacts like the creation of new tenants. And I think she was trying to understand the difference between like updating the directory and updating MetaDB. And I just am curious if there's like, I don't really understand what the resync means, except that it like pauses, not pauses, but like it makes it so you can't use it for a time while everything is updated to incorporate the new tenants into the like database. I don't know. Like I feel like I don't know enough to answer her like what that means and for her.
What's her question is, what does it mean to, what's her question? I don't know if I understand. I mean, you can add stuff anytime, but the new stuff that I add will not show up in MetaDB until it's resynced. Does that make sense? Is that what she's asking about?
Yeah, I think she was saying like, does a resync, do we need a resync every time to get up to date data? And I think that like, I don't know. I think I'm confused. I think she's confused. We're probably just talking across each other, but I think she is just
Talking about,
wondering.
like, do we need a resync to get the latest information from the tenants into MetaDB? Or, like, the
Right,
latest
but that's
connections? That's the answer to that is no. But if you add a new tenant, it won't start getting collected until we resync.
okay. I think that's exactly what I need to tell her.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, you don't need a resync to see what happened yesterday on stuff that you're already collecting. But if you add new schemas and stuff to the database, you need to do a resync in order to capture them.
Okay. Thank you. I think that's it. I'm trying to just keep the testing with Ex Libris going too. It looks like the changes you made yesterday were helped us finish out at least in the dev environment. Seems like they're still having some trouble in the test environment, but I'm not sure that that's our problem or Ex Libris's problem. So if I once I find out anything new, I'll let you know if we need anything. But I suspect that there might just be some user error going on because I've had luck with Moshe a little bit so far, so I'm trying to confirm that. But anyway, anything else while we're all together? I just want to mention that I have started queuing up the next set of items for the pay for peer work that we need to do. So adding some functionality for placing requests in a paid tier instead of in the reciprocal tier. So I'll link up with with Kurt and or Jakob when he's back. But if we get through the pull slip thing, I have things ready for the next big release. So, okay. Thank you all for helping with the pull slip. If you need anything from me, please let me know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye.